Welcome back to Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick. It happens to all of us to varying degrees. We get focused on other areas of our lives, we stop exercising, and pretty soon, we don't recognize ourselves anymore. 42-year-old Bob Stocks went back to school a few years ago to become a nuclear medicine tech, the guy at a hospital who essentially makes your insides glow so the doctor can do bone scans and stress tests.
I went back to school for the nuclear medicine in 2003, and when I got out, I was about 210 pounds, a little over 210 pounds, and the weight got put on and needed something to do to get back in shape. I started getting back in shape by swimming. I actually tried to run. I couldn't even run a mile down my road. My knees and back hurt so bad.
Today we hear how Bob transformed himself and why he's been named by his peers the beginner triathlete of the month. So there Bob Stocks was. He had the education he'd been seeking, but he also had a lot of extra baggage. So much so that it hurt to run. So instead of running, he got himself in the pool.
Well, I got into, back into master swimming. And that's, I've always was involved in master swimming in the early 90s and pretty competitive. So I got back into that, and that got my heart back in shape. The weight was still there, but back in the early 80s when I was in high school, I tried one triathlon and absolutely died on the run. So I thought I would never do triathlons again because I just don't like running.
And pretty soon he was shedding a little of that weight and then doing some biking. He was searching around for an online training log for his biking miles and discovered beginnertriathlete.com. And then the community of people there pulled him in.
I just came across an article and me and a buddy, we started just inspiring back and forth and, giving ourselves kudos about, the workout and the hills that we did that day and doing nothing but biking. And then we started to meet some of the people on BT, and that's been a huge factor in my success.
He even started running and clocked a sub-3:30 marathon, then did a half Ironman and now a full Ironman. And he's giving back. Since so many triathletes have a problem swimming but not running, Bob can offer perspective and advice from the other side. He gives a lot of other BTers tips.
And the biggest is spend more time in the water. Looking at people's training logs, I see they spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes for a swim workout, and then struggle through an hour run workout. It's focusing on technique and giving yourself more time in the water. I look at swimming as kind of a free cardiovascular workout, and actually, there's no stress on the joints. The main joints that you use anyways.
And now when he's in the hospital working, he's even more aware of how exercise impacts our lives.
I look at the cardiac stress test that we do. We get a lot of people that are going in for gastric bypass. I have very, very little sympathy for people that won't put the work into it before taking the easy route out. Because I was up there. I mean, I was not working out, eating anything I wanted, and can balloon up pretty easy. Like I said, I don't have an awful lot of patience for people that complain about being heavy. I have a lot of sympathy for the people that are heavy that are trying to, work their way back, and I give them an awful lot of encouragement and a lot of kudos.
Because he says it is hard work, but it's not just physical, it's not just work. When Bob is in his element out there, he says it's a tremendously good feeling.
When I'm in the middle of a longer race, like a half, or I did my first full last year, I'm just having the time of my life. I mean, the volunteers out there on the course, the people, triathletes, they're some of the friendliest people on the planet. I mean, everybody talks to you. So I'm just having the time of my life out there.
And now even his kids are involved. His 8-year-old son has been doing tries for 3 years.
He gets into the kids tries and any of the races that I do that has a kid try, he's a swimmer. So you know, a lot of these kids try, they're like walking around the buoys, and he just dives right in and swims right around them, and when he comes out of the water, his game face is on, and so it is fun. I mean, it's like mass chaos watching the kids race.
And the single biggest piece of advice Bob Stocks would give to a newbie?
You know, it's take everything slow. Don't push it. I know my when I had this stress fracture in 2006, I went gung-ho after 2005 and, you know, did my first sprint in 2005 and felt great. So signed up for a half for 2006 and just, you know, found that I was running wrong and then running too much and just got too involved. And it's really just take a step back and take it easy, be consistent, and train safe. And the times come down, the weight comes down, everything comes together as long as you're enjoying what, you know, enjoying the sport.
That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. Music from Sarah McMahon, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. For Beginner Triathlete of the Month, Bob Stocks, I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.